shattered in a thousand pieces just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-95 North, just after Bay Meadows Road, look out for an accident this morning. 295 North at Normandy Boulevard, a truck is stalled. And at 95 North at I-10, there's another broken down car. Today will be mostly cloudy, but no rain is expected. Our high, 73. This evening, continued cloudiness with an overnight low of 52.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to my show for the last 7 years, or maybe you just started learning about the show yesterday or 2 days ago, then thank you. Welcome back. And I'm grateful that you've joined us again. But if this is the first time that you have stumbled upon the show, just know that I have been waiting for you. Please know this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and viewing friends, because we are on Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show. On Facebook at Lillian's Radio Show. And I am in the Jacksonville studio on the Talk 100.3 in here at CP Broadcasting, Salem Center. I'm so excited to be in Jacksonville. We just finished a day, our first Heal Tribe meeting last night. And I am just thrilled to see how much we learned and we're growing together. So they say that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so I wonder, how many of you wonder what is in your water? Now, we've done shows about that and all the different chemicals, but we're going to focus on just a few, maybe one. I don't know. It all depends what Dr. Paul Conant, Professor Paul Conant, has to say today. And, you know, why do we fluoridate water? What is that all about? And so Professor Conant has taught in Cambridge University and holds his PhD in chemistry. And he was prompted by his wife to look into this fluoride thing that's been going around for so many different years. And so he started dabbling into it, and then he discovered a new passion for where he was going to help people heal, teach them a new truth, which is what we talk about here on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. It may not be something that you're ready to hear. It might be a really new truth that you will reject. But I ask that you consider the information that's going to be shared here today. Because if he's wrong, then no big deal. You've still have learned a new truth that potentially could harm you. If he's right, which I feel very comfortable in presenting this show today, if he's right, which I know I've done the research myself, then you've got something tremendously important to consider in your life. So much so that Dr. or Professor Connett decided that he's going to write a book, many books. And the one that we're giving away today is called The Case Against Fluoride. The Case Against Fluoride will teach you all the different basics. And also, this one's more my level because this was another one that was given to me. It's called F is for Fluoride, which is a kid's book. And that one made me understand a lot more. And so, but just the basics. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Professor Paul Connett is here to do just that. Welcome, Paul, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lillian. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. You know, like I said at the beginning, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And you were ready as well because your wife prompted you to look into this fluoride. But before that, talk a little bit about your background and what led you to say yes to your wife.
Yes, I'm a retired professor of chemistry. At that time in 1996, when my wife, as you say, introduced me, actually she twisted my arm and gave me a cup of tea. At that time, I was teaching chemistry at St. Lawrence University in Canton, New York, and my specialty was environmental chemistry and toxicology. And most of the rest of my time, I was involved with waste management, an issue that's taken me to 66 different countries around the world. So I wasn't interested in another issue to take up the rest of my life when she introduced me to this topic. But as you said, when I started to read the facts about this, I was shocked. I was shocked that I'd gone along with the crowd to believe that the people opposed to fluoridation were somehow crazy, that there was no science behind the opposition. It's a very unusual practice, adding fluoride to the drinking water. We add a number of chemicals to the drinking water to make the water safe and nice to drink. But fluoride is the only thing that we add to the water to treat people. In other words, we're using the water supply as a delivery system, which makes it a very clumsy way of medicating people. Because once you put it in the water, you can't control the dose, you can't control who it goes to, and you're violating the individual's right to informed consent to medicate.
Informed choice. And that's what we're talking about today. And there is an incredible movement. I am a part of this movement now that I've done my research, and I hope you will do your research too. And we're going to continue our conversation with Paul and at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Professor Paul Connett. Professor Connett was introduced to challenged to look into fluoride and how fluoride affects us. And reluctantly, he accepted the challenge, and now he is a champion to get this chemical removed from our water. So for those of you who would like to learn and get a copy of this book, the book is called The Case Against Fluoride. And for those of you who are listening on the radio, be the fifth caller or texter. The fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. For those of you who are watching on YouTube or later on YouTube or at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live, you too can participate in your own individual. Be the fifth person to private message me, and you will win a copy of this book. So you too can participate. So if you're listening, whether I can see you or not see you, doesn't matter. You can still send me a private message on Messenger and say, I want this book. I want to learn about fluoride in my water. So let's start, Professor Connett. Let's start, he's asked me to call him Paul, so I will call him Paul as well. So I'll go back and forth. For those of you who are just tuning in, you know that I am talking to a PhD professor, chemistry. And so let's talk about fluoride. And what is fluoride? And why is it in our water?
Fluoride is a compound containing fluorine and some other element. Fluorine is the most reactive element in the periodic table, but fluoride, as from a chemical perspective, is pretty benign. If you had a jar of sodium fluoride, you put it on the shelf, it'd still be there 100 years from now. But fluoride is extremely active biologically. And that is why I believe nature, in its wisdom, has kept fluoride away from the newborn baby. The level in mother's milk is extremely low. So when a parent bottle feeds their baby in a fluoridated community and uses tap water to make up the formula, they will be giving their baby 200 times more fluoride than nature intended, which I think is a reckless thing to do. Why do we have fluoridation? Because back in the 1940s, dentists and people in the public health service thought that fluoride would lower tooth decay. That's why. They found that that it caused a condition called dental fluorosis. That's where it all started. They found this condition, a discoloration, mottling of the enamel, and dentists thought that those children that had this condition in Colorado and Texas and so on had less tooth decay. So maybe there's a level of fluoride that we can put in the water that will lower tooth decay, but not cause too much dental fluorosis. Well, one half of that experiment is a complete failure, because now over 60% of children in the United States between 12 and 15 have dental fluorosis. So that was a failure. But it's what it's doing to the rest of our body, not just damaging the teeth, that is a concern to me, particularly the brain and the thyroid gland.
Yes, and so dental fluoride. Okay, so if 60% of children have dental fluorosis, and it's caused by the fluoride in the water, why hasn't that been enough to say, you know, maybe we got it wrong? Maybe the earth isn't flat.
Well, to be accurate, this condition of dental fluorosis is caused by the total fluoride dose that you get. And since fluoridation began, we have fluoride toothpaste, fluoride mouthwash, we have fluoride pollution, we have fluoride in pesticides, and so on. So it's all sources combined mean that our children are being overexposed to fluoride now.
So you've mentioned children, but what about adults? The children get affected differently than adults.
Well, the difference is that you can only get dental fluorosis, the visible sign of fluoride toxicity, whilst the teeth are growing.
Got it.
So after your permanent teeth have come out, you can't get dental fluorosis. It's a systemic effect. It's from, a swallowing fluoride when your teeth are growing. Once they're out, you won't get dental fluorosis.
I remember when I was a kid and getting my teeth cleaned, I remember, and maybe I'm remembering this incorrectly, but my dentist would actually put fluoride on my teeth.
Yes.
Like as part of the treatment.
Yes, those are called fluoride varnishes or liquid, but they're very high concentration. And if you, when children swallow that, there have been cases where they've been killed. But more often than not, you'll get children complaining of stomach ache when they go home, they feel sick because they've inadvertently swallowed some of that. So you usually put it in trays. So you put it in a tray in the teeth, only have it there for a few minutes and take it away. That's what they call topical treatment with fluoride.
Yes. And so thank God I didn't swallow it or else I wouldn't have a show today. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So here's the thing. The research has been done, but let's talk about the research and what it's found. We talked about children. What does the research show that it does other than the fluoridation or the dental decay or the discoloring of the teeth?
Yeah.
What else can it do to a child other than that?
Well, in 1996, when I first got involved, that current the same year, 1996, was the year in which the first two studies from China showing a relationship between high fluoride exposure and lowered IQ in children.
Wow. And
since then, we've had 60 IQ studies. And one of the latest and most important, which is a U.S. government-funded study, showed that there's a strong association between exposure to pregnant women during pregnancy and lowered IQ in their children. Now, this is a very strong study. It was a 12-year, multi-million dollar funded study done by people who've done a lot of research in this area. And what it says is the most serious point at which a human being can be exposed to fluoride is during pregnancy, during the fetus. It's the impact on the fetal brain, which is of great concern to us. And one of the messages we have to get out to people before we stop fluoridation worldwide and in the United States, which I hope we can do this year or soon afterwards, we have to warn pregnant women during pregnancy, don't use fluoridated toothpaste and don't drink fluoridated water, because your fetus could have its brain damaged.
I just want to add something there. So because I'm all about empowerment, you're saying not to drink the fluoridated water or to also use the toothpaste, which I stopped using the toothpaste a long time ago. What can they do as prevention? What kind of water is best? Because if we're drinking bottled water, the plastic is bad. If we're doing, you know, there's just so many things that what takes the fluoride out of our water?
Yeah, well, there are techniques. You can use reverse osmosis. You can use distilled water. You can buy spring water. My wife and I, every few weeks, go to a spring and fill umpteen bottles with spring water. But here's the rub. I can do that because I can afford to do that. I have a car. I can drive. I've got the money for gas. But what we are concerned about are women pregnant women in low-income areas, many of them cannot afford bottled water, reverse osmosis. Many of them don't have transport, so lugging big bottles of distilled water back from their supermarkets or spring water is difficult for them. And here's the irony. The irony is that dentists were persuaded to do this because they thought they would help children from low-income areas, which is a very rational response because most of the tooth decay, 80% of the tooth decay in the United States is concentrated in low-income children, children from low-income families. So this was a very rational and compassionate response to want to do something to help poor children. But now we find out that it's the poor children who are going to be hurt most because the poor children, the poor families cannot afford these avoidance measures and worse, probably poor a diet. And we know that fluoride's toxicity is worse for people with poor diet, less minerals, less protein, sure, and so on. So yeah, they have a double whammy. So if you're concerned about children from poor communities, what we need is education. Education for better diet and better dental hygiene. Teach children how to brush. And look at what they're doing in the rest of the world. You know, the United States, it's the odd country out here. Most of the countries in the world do not fluoridate their water. But guess what? According to the World Health Organization data, the teeth in the non-fluoridated countries are just as good, if not better, than the fluoridated ones.
Amazing, amazing. And all of that, that's all a combination as well, because they don't have the processed foods that we have that are probably made with fluoride, with the water that contains fluoride. So, you know, it's getting more and more. Okay, so what has, because I read, and maybe I'm wrong, I read a long time ago that Hitler used fluoride.
No, that's a myth. It's a myth, and it's used against us. We checked this historically. We could not find adequate historical evidence, so we checked with the Wiesel. The guys that chased the Nazis. I forgot the name of the organization. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if there was any history, any record of the Nazis doing that, they would know. But meanwhile, it hurts us because we don't want to accuse dentists of being like Hitler. It's horrible. So look, the concern is scientific. It's not a question of whether Hitler did anything. It's a question of what we're doing to ourselves. And now we have the science that shows that we may be lowering the intelligence of future generations. That is the strong argument. And they want to ignore that. They want to find an excuse for not reading those scientific studies. And this gives them the excuse. Oh, these people are crazy. I told you they were crazy.
Good. I'm glad that you're taking that myth away, because there's so many things that we hang on to that aren't real. And that's why we talk about a new truth. We want to make sure that we are focused on the science, the evidence, not just arguing opinions. We discuss facts. And so I want to encourage you guys to consider this as a truth, that if this is actually happening, which we know it is, then you can make an informed choice. And so what I want to talk about when we return from the break, because I know that we're going to be having a break pretty soon, what I want to talk about is, we talked about children, but what about as we are consuming this as children and now we're adults? Different ways, what are some of the symptoms that could be that we are experiencing at this time that we don't know what we don't know that is fluoride potentially the cause of it? And so for those of you who are listening today, you can call 407-373-5959, or you can text me at 407-373-5959. The book is called The Case Against Fluoride. This is not opinion. This is facts and evidence. That's what we discuss on the show, is facts and evidence. When we return, and at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live, you can join me on your smartphones anywhere around the world. You can join me at Lillian's Radio Show. Be the fifth person to send me a message on Messenger on Facebook, and you too can win. And we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here.
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jacksonville. AM 1600, WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
The White House for Democrats to negotiate. So far, no movement to break the logjam. They've come from far and wide. Tens of thousands of pro-lifers gathering in the nation's capital this morning. It's the annual March for Life. The march marks the anniversary of the Supreme Court's 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion. The rally begins with a gathering on the National Mall and a march to the Capitol and the steps of the Supreme Court. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures point to a higher open later on. Right now, Dow futures up about 155 points, S&P futures 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On 295 North before Normandy Boulevard, there's a broken down truck on the right. 295 South and Monument Road, an accident could slow things down. And if you're at Bay Meadows Road going east to 295, look out for a crash. It's on the right. Today will be mostly cloudy, but no rain is expected. Our high 73. This evening, continued cloudiness with an overnight low of 52.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. You can also watch us on Facebook Live right now at Lillian's Radio Show. But I want to encourage you to always learn something new each day. Go through life with childlike wonder. And learning from, for me, this is more than a radio show. This is my classroom. I am the student. And I have such wonderful teachers that come on the show to teach us this new truth. Some of the things you will reject because you're not ready. And some of the things you'll consider. I'm hoping most of the things you will consider. And I hope you consider being the fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959, will get a copy of The Case Against Fluoride, which is what we're talking about today. So there's a lot of topics that you don't hear on the mainstream media. And it's because this topic affects a huge industry. And so what can we do to empower ourselves? The best way is to educate ourselves, informed choice. This is my truth now. And it's your ownership. It is your decision whether you accept or not by doing your own research so that this becomes your truth or you reject my truth. It doesn't matter to me. All I'm doing is providing this classroom for you to decide that you're going to be listening or you're not going to be listening. So here's what we do. I created a tribe. This is a tribe. We're like-minded people who want to learn something different. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. When you become a subscriber, you get all sorts of free gifts, including my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But you will get the show sent to you and you'll get notifications on what's happening. That would be the audio. Now, while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, there's lots of different icons. And one of the icons is YouTube. You click on that and subscribe there. And the video gets sent to you for your convenience to watch this over and over again to share it with people. But there's also social media. You can follow me, like me. And that way we can stay connected with this like-mindedness of learning this new truth. You know, I hate to say this, but when I started learning this, I was angry. I was angry that I've been lied to. The things that supported me when I was a child don't support me today because they're not real. And so it is up to us to decide what kind of ownership I want, you want, we want for our life. It's no longer blame, shame, fault of this person said that to me. No, learn the truth that will eventually heal you, spirit, mind, and body. I want to acknowledge my sponsor, Liberty HealthShare, who is just on and off the air, is a part of this truth. And so I want to encourage you to also call or text 407-373-5959. Learn the truth about fluoride. Protect your children. Today we have Professor Paul Connett. Now, Professor Paul Connett, since 1996, was challenged to learn a new truth about fluoride, and it became his passion. And he's on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And I want to share with you, for those of you who are still listening on Melbourne and from Daytona all the way to West Palm Beach and has been a listener of the show, there's going to be two events. There's one going to be in Wednesday, January 23rd, and I'm giving you some dates here. And these are both on Melbourne. The city of Melbourne, Brevard County, has made a decision that we're done. We're done with fluoride in our water. So there, if you want to come for Jacksonville, from anywhere that you're listening to support us in Jacksonville, in Melbourne, we are done with this. We don't want fluoride in our water. It doesn't help us, and we're going to learn why and more facts. So there are two events. One of them is the 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is a community meeting. And Professor Connett is going to be there And also there's going to be a special City of Melbourne Council meeting on fluoride, and that's going to be Thursday, January 24th. If you want to learn more, if you want to be do this in your community, maybe you'll want to take a little field trip to Melbourne, because we are going to change that there as well. So Professor Paul Conant, thank you so much for what you're doing to bring awareness to our environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Lillian. You know, I'm reminded of a statement by Aldous Huxley. He said, "The tragedy of science is a beautiful theory can be destroyed by an ugly fact." And that's what you have here. In the 1940s, fluoridation was a beautiful theory. You could just put this substance into the drinking water. It was cheap. It was convenient. It would magically reduce the tooth decay in children. And now we have many ugly facts that this is not safe thing to do. It's a reckless.
Share some of the ugly facts. I want to hear some of the ugly facts to make us aware.
The two major concerns for adults are the bones and the thyroid gland. Starting with the bones, and I should say at the outset, Lillian, there's a difference between two arguments. Is fluoride dangerous for health? Answer, absolutely yes. We know that because millions of people worldwide in countries with high levels of fluoride in their water have been harmed by fluoride. The second argument is, does fluoridation, does the levels of fluoride that we have in the drinking water in artificially fluoridated communities, does that harm health? And that's where the argument is today between the people for fluoridation and the people opposed to it. The people opposed to it, like myself, say the latest science says that even at the low levels in the drinking water, you can damage the brains of our children, the bones of our adults, and we can interfere with the thyroid gland, which causes all kinds of problems. So starting with the bones, we know this. Approximately 50% of the fluoride from any source that we take in each day is excreted by the kidney. Bye-bye. We get rid of it. The other 50% or so accumulates in the bones over a lifetime. So it's steadily increasing. Now, we know from India and China and other countries that the first symptoms of a disease called skeletal fluorosis is pains and stiffness in the joints. Well, those are the first symptoms of arthritis. And we have millions of people in the United States with arthritis. And yet the governments that promote fluoridation have never studied to see if there's a connection between the fluoride exposure in fluoridated communities and arthritis rates. In fact,
before they put the fluoride in the water, their research had not been complete, right?
No, very, very little. So, we'll come to the politics of the history a little bit later, I hope. But meanwhile, the second thing is, as the fluoride continues to concentrate in the bone over 50 years, 60 years, mm-hmm. it makes the bones harder but more brittle. And we're concerned about increased hip fractures in the elderly. And on that, the epidemiological studies are mixed. Okay. Now, the other thing, doctors in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s in Argentina, France, and Germany used to give patients with overactive thyroid gland, fluoride to lower the activity. So the question is, well, what about today with people with normal thyroids? Isn't exposure to fluoride going to lower their activity? Could this not explain the epidemic that we have of hypothyroidism?
I got it.
Yep. Okay. Well, here's the story. There's a study published last year in Canada which showed that people that were already marginally low in thyroid, either borderline or outright low thyroid, their hypothyroidism was made worse by fluoride exposure. Now, you measure hypothyroidism by the level of TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. As that goes up, it's an indicator that you are underactive thyroid gland. And they found that people that were already low iodine or borderline iodine, their condition, their TSH levels went up with fluoride exposure. So this is we're talking about millions of people here.
Yes.
So we're talking about millions of people with arthritis, millions of people with thyroid function. Until relatively recently, they haven't been studying this. You know, they will say at this Melbourne meeting on Thursday, the dentist will say, oh, we've been doing this for 70 years.
And but they also added mercury in our fillings.
And right, absolutely.
That was brilliant.
For 70 years, and we don't see any harm. Well, you have to say the absence of study is not the same as the absence of harm. Mm. And they, for 70 years, they've concluded, because they haven't studied fluoride and thyroid function in the United States, they haven't studied fluoride and arthritis in the United States, that this couldn't possibly be causing that. Now, thank God, the United States government is beginning to fund studies, and they are reproducing the studies that we've been talking about from India and China.
And with that in mind, now it's time. It's time to learn this truth and how we can empower ourselves. One of the things you can do is be the fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And you can join us off the air at Facebook Live on your smartphones at Lillian's Radio Show. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 50 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Okay, welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we're having a conversation on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. Well, I want to encourage you to be the fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. As you know, I don't answer my phone while we're on the air, but I will check the phone later on. But today, be the fifth caller or texter, so don't leave me a message. If you want to say something, you can text, you can go on at Lillian's Radio Show and comment on this show. I signed a petition. I am ready to get rid of because I do have a thyroid. And I met this beautiful woman, her name is Linda, who brought me all this information, made me aware. And I'm so grateful to Linda for coming in, brought me your book. She brought me your book, Paul. And she also bought me a few other books and made me aware of Melissa Gallico, who wrote a book called How to Cure Acne, or I'm trying to remember the name of the book, but we're going to have her on the show as well. And for children, which I was able to finish this book in no time, but this one is called F is for Fluoride. There's a lot of information out there, but if you're only dealing with a hammer, everything is a nail. So I want to encourage you to learn the other side. So if you're for fluoridating the water or against fluoridating the water, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about informed fact. We're talking about the science. You can ignore the science, or you can and put your head in the sand, or you can consider and do your research. This is now my truth. And that's what I bring onto the show, is my new truth. But I want to encourage you to research it so that you could either accept it as your new truth or reject it. An informed choice, research even if you're hearing it here on the show, research it until it becomes your truth. And so while we're off the air, we're talking about the fact that there are places around the United States that have stood up, stand up, take a stand and say, no more, you're not going to put toxins in my water. I mean, it's bad enough that we have chlorine and we need the chlorine in our water to for infection and all that. But let's talk about the dose. Do we know? Is it like, if I'm drinking my water, can I possibly have more fluoride than somebody else drinking water, my neighbor?
Oh, absolutely, Lillian. The dose depends upon how much water you drink. So,
And I drink a lot of water.
Yeah. If the concentration is 1 milligram per liter, one part per million, each time you drink a liter, you get 1 milligram. So your dose is milligrams per day. Your concentration is milligrams per liter. But in addition to the milligrams of fluoride you get from drinking the water, you're getting milligrams of fluoride from the toothpaste that you swallow, from the pesticides, fertilizers in your processed food, in your non-organic food. So eating organic is another way of avoiding fluoride.
Okay, so what are some of the things we can do and say, no more fluoride? There's enough evidence that shows that it's causing health issues, and this is huge. And it keeps us sick enough to need medication. So imagine if we were to all be healthy. If we were to all get healthy, did the right things for our body, what would happen? There would still be accidents. There would still be things that we would need and to go to the hospital for. There'd still be things, but not things that you don't know that is affecting you because they're adding pollutants in our water. So what are some of the things that we can do?
Well, before
Professor Conant.
Before I tackle that, let me just say this. In terms of the people, you're saying you need to know the science, you need to empower yourself. I agree with that. The science is on our side. But don't let's forget the ethical argument. Even if fluoride worked well, and even if it was safe, the government has no right to enforce this.
Okay, so that's another perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
They shouldn't be putting a medicine in the drinking water, period. And as far as the science is concerned, keep it just to one simple thing. Unless the proponents can show that fluoride is not damaging the brains of our children, It's unthinkable that they should continue this practice. So just looking, if they go to our website, fluoridealert.org, we give the details of the IQ studies, which shows that fluoride is lowering intelligence in our children. That is the potential. So that's the science. Now, in terms of what was the, sorry, the second part of your question,
the question is, what can we do to say no more, take a stand? What are the steps that we can take to empower ourselves to remove the fluoride in our water?
We need to empower the counselors, the decision makers. In the case of Melbourne, we have to say, have the fortitude to turn the tap off. This is something that we're doing to ourselves. We do not have to do it to ourselves. So turn off the tap. So we need letters to the newspapers. We need letters to counselors, to your congressmen. This is a practice that must be stopped worldwide. And we should encourage the mainstream media to cover this issue. The New York Times, the Washington Post have yet to talk about this major IQ study, the BASH-ASH study, the mother-child study, which showed that...
And that study is at fluoridealert.org.
Yes, you can see it on the revolving mastheads. It's about, I think, number 4 on the mastheads, the most important IQ study. And then we talk about all the other IQ studies. It's the one with the picture of the pregnant woman on it. In utero exposure to the fetus is linked to a lowered IQ in the offspring.
So you mentioned that 50% of the fluoride is excreted from our kidneys.
Yeah.
And the other is stored in our bones. If we switch drinking fluoridated water, can the bones release okay, let's talk about what the benefits of removing fluoride.
Well, the bones turn over all the time. And so, yes, the fluoride is eventually released and will be excreted if we remove all the sources of fluoride. But it's a slow process.
Okay. So I'm going to be putting a video from petition.projectfree.me. That's petition.projectfree.me. And it'll give you the facts, the timeline. And there's a petition. They want 5,000 signatures. And I think right now they're at 2,400. I signed that petition myself. I want to encourage all of you who are listening to find that petition and sign it and say, no more. If I want fluoride in my water, I'll add it. But chances are you're not going to want to do that. So let's have our water be pure. There are nations, third world nations, that have cleaner water than we have. And so we don't need to, because it's not purposely tainted. And so another thing is, tell everybody that you know about the meeting. Well, we're going to have that meeting on Wednesday, the 23rd, and I'm going to be at that one. And then there's also the city of Melbourne. And I will put that all on my Facebook page at Lillian's Radio Show. Anything else, Professor Paul Connett, would you like to share that perhaps we have not spoken about right now?
Well, there's one more piece of information. In 1999, the Center of Disease Control that promotes fluoridation actually admitted that fluoride's benefits are largely, predominantly topical, not systemic. You don't need to swallow fluoride to benefit teeth, according to the CDC. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to put it in the water if it's a topical mechanism. If you want fluoride, and I don't, then brush it on your teeth and spit it out. This way, you don't expose the tissues, or not so much, all the tissues, only the teeth, and you're not forcing it on people that don't want it.
Okay, and so it's time to change our water to reverse osmosis. There's other things that we can do to protect our environment until we make this happen in our area. Professor Paul Connett, thank you so much. It's fluoridealert.org. You can also get the book, The Case Against Fluoride, Fifth Color or Texture, 407-373-5959. Keep this up. You are changing lives. Thank you so much. Professor Paul Conant.
And thank you, Lillian. Thank you very much for having
me. My pleasure. My pleasure. And for those of you who are listening, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up. Let's make a difference in our life. Let's make a difference in ourselves. You want to change the world? Start with yourself. Let's make a difference. And so remember, I'm right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.